You are listening to the News Hour on Asheville FM. I'm news team correspondent Kirby Rucker. Did you know that about once a minute, someone in the United States develops Alzheimer's disease? It's a startling fact about a disease that is America's sixth leading cause of death, affecting more than 5 million Americans. It's also a growing struggle for many families who have a family member with the disease. Maybe you are one of the 60 million people providing care for someone with the disease. June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. And joining me now by phone is Denise Young, Program Manager in the Asheville Office of the Alzheimer's Association Western Carolina Chapter, to talk a little bit more about the disease and how raising awareness of the disease can help. Denise, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Denise, these numbers are pretty alarming, but I understand that early prevention can lead to a more fulfilling life for the patient. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure. So raising awareness of the disease really helps families to understand a little bit more about exactly what's going to happen as the disease progresses. And the more they know about it, the better prepared they are and the less likely they are to be caught in a crisis situation with their loved one. And we work with many families and teaching them ways to better communicate with the person and just help make their life a little bit easier as the disease progresses.
Yeah, personally, I think I'd have a hard time raising concerns with an elderly loved one who I think might be showing signs or early symptoms. But your recent survey dispels this myth. Can you tell me more about what you found on that?
So that's true. The recent survey that we did indicated that of the people who get a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease, that 3 out of 4 people actually want to know about the disease, even though it's a difficult conversation to have, even for physicians, to have that with the patients. It's very important that they actually let them know what their diagnosis is so that they can be better prepared for what's coming in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. I also don't necessarily know the difference between someone like my father, simply something slipping his mind and serious warning signs of Alzheimer's. Could you tell us what some of the early and easy signs that a loved one can look for?
Yeah. So we have a great Know the 10 Signs campaign, and it's actually on our website. It has a little list of the 10 early warning signs of Alzheimer's disease. Certainly memory loss is one of the first signs that we look for, and we're not talking about just maybe forgetting where you put the car keys or anything like that, but really memory loss that has a severe impact on your daily life, being able to misplacing things and not being able to retrace your steps and find them. Just really having challenges with everyday tasks that you're doing, particularly familiar tasks that you've done over and over again, but all of a sudden start to become really difficult for you to do. Confusion with time and place is another one of the early symptoms. Maybe you, all of us might forget what day of the week it is, but we usually remember later on. But what we're talking about is a more severe form of that, where you really have difficulty keeping up with days of the week, months of the year, and sometimes even what season it is. Trouble understanding visual relationships and spatial relationships. This is when we start to see problems with dents and dings in the car. They really start to have difficulty with driving and being able to judge distance. And spatial relationships really start to become a problem. I hear a lot of people say in the early stages as well, and one of the early signs is having problems with words, both in speaking and in writing. Reading starts to become really difficult, and they have to keep they can't follow along with stories because they have to keep reading the same information over and over again. And they start to have problems when they're having conversations and just being able to come up with the right word that they're trying to say. Decreased in poor judgment is also an early sign. This is where we see some of our elderly folks being taken advantage of by telemarketers and giving away large sums of money that they ordinarily wouldn't do. Withdrawing from social activities and work, they start to become more isolated, and part of that is just because of the frustration they're feeling about being able to follow along with conversations, and oftentimes they want to hide it from people and not let them know that they're having difficulty, so they'll start to withdraw from social situations. And the last one is just changes in mood and personality. You might start to see a person become very anxious or frustrated, or you might see angry outbursts start to become a part of their personality. So any of these signs are an indication that it's probably time for you to have a conversation with your physician and get some additional testing.
Yeah, thank you for reminding us of those. Could you tell us a little bit about how early diagnosis can help a patient?
Sure. So it's really important to get an early diagnosis. And I hear many people say, well, why should I, you know, get a diagnosis? There's really nothing, no cure for this disease. Why is it important that I get a diagnosis? But it's important to understand that this is a progressive brain disease, and it does get worse as time goes on. So by getting an early diagnosis, there are some treatments that are available that help with the symptoms of the disease. And the earlier you can start those treatments, the more effective they can be. But it also gives you and your family more time to put plans in place. And this is a disease that is going to require you to have someone to care for you as time goes on. So it's important to be able to put plans in place and choose. You will have an active role in being able to choose how you want that care to go as you get older, instead of leaving that to your family to decide for you. So an early diagnosis really helps in that matter as well.
Thank you. Can you tell us what kind of treatments there are for patients by any chance?
Sure. So there's currently two kinds of drugs that are approved that treat the symptoms, but it's important for people to remember that this does not treat the underlying disease, and the disease will continue to progress. The two types of drugs are drugs that control the chemical messengers in the brain, and they are somewhat effective. They're effective for about 35% of the patients who take them can see some improvement in their memory and thinking. Aricept is the most common one that's prescribed for someone who's in the earlier stages. And then Namenda is one of the ones that's prescribed for later stages of the disease. And like I say, they're effective for about 35% of the people. Not a lot of serious side effects with them, mostly just gastrointestinal upset. That usually goes away after a couple of weeks. So, but it is important for families to remember that they don't work for everyone, and that the disease will continue to progress, and there may come a time when the drugs are no longer effective.
Great. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
You have some events planned in the Western North Carolina region for Alzheimer's and brain awareness coming up. Go ahead.
You want me to? Yeah, I have a couple that are coming up in the Asheville area. I have one that's coming up on June 19th over at Bella Vista Retirement Community, and that is the Know the 10 Early Warning Signs. That's coming up on June 19th at 9:30 in the morning. And then the Fletcher Healthy Living Expo that's going to take place on June 20th. I'm going to be at that one doing a program on understanding Alzheimer's and dementia that's going to talk all about what some of the symptoms are, what some of the risk factors are, what some of the treatments are that are currently available. And that's going to be at 2:15 at the Lelia Patterson Center over in Fletcher on June 20th. So I have some others that are in the plans, but they're not finalized yet. But any of the listeners can go to our website at alz.org/CR, as in Ralph, F as in Frank, and put in their zip code, and it will bring up all of the programs that are within their area.
Awesome. Is there anything else that you'd like to add for our listeners today?
Just to let people know about our helpline number. Our helpline number is 1-800-272-3900, and that number is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to ask anything relating to brain health, whether it's you have questions about how to take care of your own brain and reduce your risk of developing cognitive decline as you get older, or you just have questions about Alzheimer's disease itself, or you need help as a caregiver. Any questions that you have, we can help you through that 800 number. So I always encourage people to feel free to reach out to that anytime.
Awesome. Denise, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
That was Denise Young, Program Manager in the Asheville Office of the Alzheimer's Association Western Carolina Chapter, discussing Alzheimer's Awareness Month.